Welcome, everybody. The Denver Broncos are proud to introduce Tim Tebow, our first-round selection from the University of Florida.
Well, I mean, I have a ESPN, I like a lot of people, so I hear what's going on and what's being said. To be honest, I don't pay too much attention to it. I'm just excited, consider myself blessed to be a Denver Bronco, to be selected to come here. I am truly blessed and excited about it, and I consider it a great honor. No more questions? Yes. Y'all have a great day, okay? No, not too bad. The weather a little bit coming in. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to land at the airport or have to circle around a little bit, but it was great. It wasn't too much of a problem at all. They've been exciting. It's been a lot of fun. To be honest, it's been a dream come true. For me, since I was 6 years old, it's been a dream to be a quarterback in the NFL. And to now have this opportunity, I'm extremely excited about it. It was wonderful for me because I got to spend that time with the people that have invested in my life and supported me since I was a little boy. From my high school coaches to my family, brothers and sisters, mom and dad, to just people that have always been around for me, and to be with them for that special moment was awesome, because it wasn't just rewarding for me, it was rewarding for them, and that was what was so special. Well, I was actually standing with my family and my agent and stuff, and I was getting different calls from just different people, friends, media, whoever, and so I was checking my phone, and I figure if he was going to call, it was, you know, going to be from his cell phone or something, so I checked it. It was 303. I was like, Jimmy, should I answer? It's 303. Wasn't sure of the area code. He was like, yes, answer it. And so I was like, okay. So I picked up the phone, and he was like, hey, Timmy, this is Coach McDaniels. I was like, hey, Coach, you know, I was trying to act, you know, real cool, you know, real calm about it. And so he actually small talked for a second before he actually told me. Then he was like, you know, we traded up, and we're going to take you with this pick, and we're just happy to have you as a Bronco, and just promised me that all the things that we know about you, that's what we're going to get, that work ethic and everything that's with you, and what we've met with and everybody, that's what we're going to get. And I promised him, he said, well, go enjoy this moment with your family. And I just said, thank you. And we text back and forth a few times afterwards, but that was pretty much how it went. Oh, absolutely. We've been getting down to football stuff since the first time we met, though. That's been the great thing. I think we just connected in a lot of different ways with our passion, our determination, and our love for football. And then I think we enjoyed talking ball together. I think we connected with that, and those meetings went wonderful. And then coming in today, we were both extremely excited, and it was an honor for me to be here and just let him know that. And to meet Mr. Bolin and to have the opportunity to just say thank you for giving me a chance and sit down and talk to him for a minute was truly a pleasure, and it was something that I always remember. I don't necessarily know that I'm going to do more with them. I think it's a good organization. That was just kind of a one-time thing in talking about that commercial, and that we had a story that we felt was a very good story, an uplifting story, and something that could maybe be inspiring to a lot of people. And so we felt like we had an opportunity to share that, and we took advantage of that opportunity to share that story. And that was kind of how that went. And that was kind of our goal with it, was just get that story out, and they were the ones to help partner to do that. Well, I had a few on the table, to be honest with you. I had a few on the table that got pulled because of that. But I knew going in there that when you stand up for something, it's going to cost you something else. And that's been the way it's been with me my whole life. But, you know, I'm willing to make those sacrifices and for what I believe and to stand up for that. And that's my personality. And that's when I believe in something, I'm going to go, do it with all my heart and everything I'm about, and I'm going to stand up for it. And so, I wasn't worried just because some people, aren't aren't this like-minded like that, or they don't believe in what you believe in. And so they pulled that from me, which was okay. I just said thank you, and that's how it went. It was no big deal. But yeah, I did lose a few from that, but it, you know, I considered it a blessing. Well, I think you're going to have critics your whole life. I think I've had it my whole life since I was a freshman in high school, and they said I couldn't be a quarterback in high school. And we moved around, and we found a spot in East High School where I had a coach my sophomore year that gave me opportunity to play quarterback. And I tried to make the most of that, and I got opportunity to play, you know, college football. But I had a lot of critics in doing that. You can't do this in the SEC. You can't be a quarterback. You can't win a championship like that. You can't last. And I just tried to overcome that. And to be honest, through the course of my career, my critics and the people that have told me that I can't have been one of my greatest motivating factors, because I am a very self-motivated person, but a little fuel on the fire never hurt. And I love motivation, I love a challenge, and I love it when someone tells me that I can't, because it just pushes me that much more to accomplish that goal. And I'm excited about this challenge of playing in the NFL and trying to be an NFL quarterback. And I am truly blessed that I get the opportunity to try to accomplish that here. Probably my sophomore year of high school. I mean, probably just heard that, but that was just something I just went and just tried to go throw and just play football. And I never actually really worked on it too much till after the Senior Bowl. And that's when I really worked on it and tried to just, you know, bring it up a little bit, make it more compact, and, you know, one for ball security, two for accuracy and release. And so those things I just tried to work on from the Senior Bowl till now. I think that's when it became a bigger issue. Well, to be honest, I think I look at it as I am a prototypical quarterback. I like to do the things that a regular quarterback does, and then am blessed with athletic ability to do extra things. That's how I look at it, as I'm a regular quarterback, just like anybody, just like any other quarterback, but then I have opportunities if I have to make a play or do something else. And so I want to be a regular quarterback, a pocket quarterback, and I want to work and try to be great at that. That is my goal, is I want to be a great pocket passer. And that's something I'm working on. And then if it breaks down or you have an opportunity to do something, then you add on with God-given ability. Well, you know, I could not answer that honestly. I think it has to do with a lot of different things. I think it has to do with some of the things that I've probably stood up for off the field. I think it has to do with some of my success in college. I think it has to do with maybe being a quarterback at the University of Florida. I think it has to do with a lot of different things. And so it's really hard to just narrow that down and say it's just one thing or this is why. I think it has to do with a lot of different things. But like you said, there are a lot of great players that have been selected and haven't been selected. And I'm just truly blessed to be one of those players that got a chance already. And I'm truly thankful for it. I don't really look at it as pressure. I don't really look at it as an expectation. I look at it as what can I control? And so I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to work as hard as I can every day. I'm going to be the first one and the last one to leave, because that's what I can control. I can't control anything else. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to work extremely hard. I'm going to give my heart and soul to this organization, and I'm going to try to be the best football player, quarterback that I can be, and be the best Denver Bronco. And that's how I look at it, and I'm going to approach it like that every day. I think we just decided on 15, so yeah. I would love to, but I still don't think I'm allowed to. I asked him if I could, but I don't believe I'm allowed to. I think you have to be out or you could get fined for it. So I'm going to go back home. That's not true. I did play a game versus South Carolina, and it was freezing my sophomore year. But I haven't played many cold games. I think I'll adapt well. I've been blessed with big hands and the opportunity of playing a lot of wet games. And so I played in the rain a lot. It'll be different playing in the cold and the snow. That'll be a little bit different. I feel I'll get used to it, and I'll work in it and just try to prepare for it as best I can. But I don't believe that'll be too big of an issue. Well, it wasn't that they acquired Brady Quinn. It was that they kind of stopped talking to me and my agent. And so I thought that we had a great meeting at the combine. And as you know, from what I heard now, it was a great meeting. But I didn't know because afterwards I didn't hear from them or we didn't talk to them or they didn't come to my pro day or anything like that. So I was like, I guess it didn't go as good as I thought. And so we just went on with everything. And they called sort of at the last minute and said, we'd love for you to come in on the last day. And I said, absolutely. So we came in and met all day, and they said, we're going to come Monday, which was this last Monday, to come work you out. And so we met all day Monday, film, board, work, everything, went to the field, went through all their drills, and it was awesome. They were two of the best days that I've had. Loved it. Uh-huh. It was morning, early afternoon, and I believe they left after that to fly to Atlanta. I think we really had an immediate connection. I think we love football. I think we're both passionate about it. I think we're passionate about life. We're excited about it. I think we're very determined. I think when we believe in something, we stand up for it and we get behind that. And I think there are a lot of similarities there. And I am truly blessed to play for him. I think he is a great coach. I think you look at what he's done as a coach, and it's been success throughout his career, and I'm blessed to play for him. I think he's a coach that is a quarterback coach, and I say that because he has time on the defensive side of the ball, and he knows so much about defense. So teaching a quarterback that is such a weapon because you're understanding what the defense is thinking. You're understanding how to affect them because you know exactly what they're going to do, and I think that's a huge advantage for a quarterback. I believe it's become muscle memory a long time ago. You know, I believe in my work ethic, and once we kind of worked on it and started to change it, we had three throwing workouts a day, pretty much 900 balls a day, where I'd go through those drills and throw till it became muscle memory. And within 2 weeks, it was when I picked up a ball, that's how I threw. And it wasn't even how I throw, it was how I get to my throwing position. Because it has nothing to do with my release or throwing the football. It has to do with where I'm holding it and how I get to that throwing position. And so that was the biggest thing for me. So it wasn't necessarily my throw or my follow through or how I release the ball or anything to do with that. It was taking the windup out. And that's just kind of the backswing per se. And so it really wasn't that big of a deal. And within a few throwing workouts, it was muscle memory because we did it a lot and we did it often. I think it's increased it for sure because you're not having to kind of gather that whole time as you drop the ball. It's more of your set, and you can use more body, more core, more legs, which I've been blessed to have a decently strong core and everything, so I can feel like I can get more power on the ball. Well, I don't know. I don't know how everybody has rated it. You know, I believe I have a strong enough arm to make the throws in the NFL, and that's what I'm worried about. So, I absolutely grew up watching him, idolizing him as a quarterback. you know, watching him dive across the end zone and win the Super Bowls. I mean, as a kid, as a young athlete aspiring to be a quarterback, you know who John Elway is and you know what he's all about. And to be honest, I'm a guy who likes to go back and watch film, old film. So I was watching him at Stanford and watching all those old games. And so I've seen a lot of John Elway. I've never talked to him. I've never met him. But I'll look forward to, if I get that opportunity, I would count it as a pleasure and it would be an extreme honor. To be honest, I don't even know all the teams we had. That was my agent. All of them picked those hats out, and they have them. You know, they're probably taking them back to, like, Dick's right now or something. But I think they probably had quite a few, so. Well, I tell you what, I can't be more thankful for him deciding to take me and stepping out there and taking me. And that'll be one of my biggest goals. And the NFL is proving him right and making him proud and making him thankful that he drafted me. And, you know, like I told him, I'm going to try to make his birthday extremely special.
Anything else for Tim, guys?
No. All right, thank you, Tim. Thank y'all so much. God bless.